We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I had the honor to work with Joel for two games this year at Pitt and at Virginia Tech, and we had a ball. Joel and I became friends. We connected down in New Orleans, and it was an honor to call those games with Joel. And Joel is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Hey, Joel, how you doing?
The voice of God, Joel Myers.
I came inside. I was outside by the pool of my cabana guys.
Aren't you in Cleveland?
This is great weather. I was walking all over downtown today. I was in disbelief. It felt so good. I was shedding clothes.
Yeah, it is really nice. I mean, it's like close to 50 degrees
beautiful
today.
Day. Beautiful.
Yeah, perfect weather. Walking weather. And the city looks good.
Yeah. Well, the city's really been built up a lot, Joel, in recent years.
Yeah, it's solid. I've been walking all over the place today. It felt great.
And, of course, Joel is the voice of the Pelicans on TV and travels with the team. So you guys got in early, right? You got in, you said, yesterday?
Yeah, we had an extra day, and we decided we'd rather be in Cleveland than New York, so we came here early.
Good move.
Who wouldn't want to be here?
Less expensive. Yeah. Joel, do you ever wake up somewhere and you're like, where the hell am I? I don't know what town I'm in.
Every day. It's an automatic. It's the one consistent thing in my life. Where am I?
Yeah. You know, we were, we'll get to basketball in a little bit, but we were earlier watching some of the going back to the Wayback Machine of that football game that you called between the Browns and Broncos, in which the refs basically told the crowd to shut up, and they had to play on one side of the field because the dog pound was so nuts. It's
I
amazing.
I had not seen that game, by the way, guys, until today.
Today was the first day you'd seen it ever?
Well, I probably saw it.
Yeah.
The day or two after, in the old days at NBC, after we finished a game on Monday, either Monday or Tuesday, we'd also have our schedule for the future Sunday, and they would send us a VHS of that game we just did so we could review our work and the two teams that we were about to have. So it was actually three, and it was great. And I'd probably seen it just to see what I liked and what I hated probably two or three days after that event, and then I haven't seen it since. So I said it to a buddy of mine, and he gave me trouble for it. I said, had I known where I'd be now, I would have used some of those plugs from that mullet I was wearing.
And of course, Joel called the game with Paul McGuire.
Paul was so much fun. By the way, that was one of the great partners I've ever had, Paul McGuire.
He was phenomenal.
I was real fortunate to work with Paul right when I got to NBC. Yeah. And that day, the one thing that stands out in my mind, excuse me, I'm getting choked up, Paul, and we were looking forward to the game. And he was, you know, Paul lived in Buffalo. So what is Buffalo, a 3-hour drive, guys?
Yeah. About 2.5-3, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was very concerned that the runner had his cooler, his beverages, and his provisions in his car ready as soon as the game ended. He had priorities like me.
So that is awesome.
We really hit it off. We had a good time together.
You just got to have your grapes ready, Joel.
Always.
Got to have them ready.
It's a given.
For that game, like, when you see the refs putting the, like, making both teams play at the same side of the field because the dog pound is so rowdy, that had to blow your mind.
Well, they turned them around, actually, so that it wasn't one side of the field. And then you got to remember, Matt Barr, when he kicked it, if I'm not mistaken, was he up the dirt portion of the infield?
I think so.
I looked that far at it, but it was real interesting what happened. And then, you know, I think it was more than just dog biscuits that were being thrown
from the
dog pound.
Yeah.
But everybody enjoys it. Everybody knows this city's great for its loyalty. I lived in Detroit, guys, a couple of years right out of college, and it's very similar to me, Detroit, the loyalty factor of the two fan bases. So, and I was fortunate in Detroit, my first year there was 76, was Mark Fidrich's season of magic. And I was at just about every home start for Mark Fidrich. So I got to experience Detroit a couple of years out of college, and then I realized that I despise the cold, and I cannot live here. So I give you guys credit. I love Cleveland, but I like golf too much. I can't do the cold.
Don't blame
so,
you.
Great cities, though.
California in the Bayou, where Joel's at. Joel Myers is our guest on the hotline in town with the Pelicans doing their game tomorrow night as they play the Cavs. Joel, it was weird watching that game back and seeing John Elway complain to the officials because it was he couldn't hear. And like,
yeah, nuts.
I didn't even know that rule existed.
I didn't either.
Yeah, probably because I was 7 years old.
Off-season. But you know, it's really interesting. If somebody tweeted it out today, and I retweeted it, and it was earlier, or no, it was last year's wild card game at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans, where it's passion. It's not just a fan base. It's like family when they come into that building. And all those people have shared season tickets forever together. So they every section's like its own party and community and neighborhood. And that was gave me goosebumps when I listened back to that today because it gets that loud. Hopefully it'll happen because you got a great quarterback to build around now. And hopefully we'll get back to those days where I know the fan base is incredibly loyal, but that you'll have something to really get into the way the Saints fans have for the last 13 years with Drew Brees.
And you do the Saints preseason, right, Joel?
Yeah, I do the preseason TV. And the, the crowds for preseason games in New Orleans are pretty boisterous. It's not a section of no-shows. They're into it.
Right.
And, you know, it's 50 years of equity. So you guys know what it's like. There's great history in football here. So the Saints fans, they've had a great they had it the worst of times in the old days, you know that. So that's why they can appreciate everything they've had with Drew Brees and, you know, Super Bowl in 09. And if they can be healthy once they start next weekend, and I'll be there at the Dome on the 13th, then hopefully they can make a run at it this year because that city is so sweet. It's so deserving of it as well.
They asked us to make predictions yesterday. I picked the Saints to beat the Colts in the Super Bowl this year. I love Drew Brees, and I'd like to see him win another Super Bowl before he hangs him up. But my new favorite player on the Saints is Alvin Kamara. This guy, the last 2 years, Joel, he's ridiculous.
He's slippery.
Yeah.
He's very powerful, and he is deceptively powerful. So you see him go glide through a hole, and everybody thinks, oh, he's probably pretty quick. Well, yeah, but he's pretty strong. And that's why he runs through so many tackles, low arm tackles, and he's elusive. He kind of reminds me, and they're totally different body compositions. But Emmitt Smith, when I had him in Florida before he came into the NFL, he would go into a – he'd sometimes go into a hole sideways. He was really shifty, and he could make people miss that way. It wasn't like Barry Sanders, where it was just, you know, he could – he had great breaks. Emmitt Smith wouldn't – it was like a great fighter, wouldn't let you get a clean hit on him. And that's kind of like Kamara to me. Very slippery, can slide through the littlest crease – and then he's got explosion because he's got so much power.
And, Joel, you were telling me earlier this year, you guys shared the facility, right, with the Pelicans, or the Pelicans and the Saints, so you can, like, eat lunch with the Saints players, and you see those guys sometimes, right?
Yeah, Drew Brees can eat with Drew Holiday. They have a nice. Mr. and Mrs. Benson have been amazing. And, you know, Mr. B died last year, but she continues. And the Saints facility, it's a brand-new office building besides the acres and acres of football fields, a 100-yard dome. And then in the parking area is the kind of a junior high school cafeteria. And then the Pelicans, when they opened their facility, a brand new one about 5 years ago, was the second largest in the NBA. It's beautiful. Barber's Chair Country Club, kind of locker room for the guys. And in the middle, though, it's a junior school high school cafeteria. At 11:30 to 2:30, your point, Dustin, everybody eats together. That's entire staff, all employees. And you got to remember, excuse me, because the altitude of Cleveland's killing me. There's 75 people in sales alone. And then the staff is massive for both organizations. They're all in. So it's amazing how generous the Benson family is. Mr. Benson felt if you stayed on campus and you got along and you ate with the guys you work with, everybody got along better, you were more productive.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that applies. So Mr. B, and he ate lunch with everybody every day. And so do all the other guys that are, you know, the executives. It's really an interesting dynamic and a successful one, a real healthy one.
Joel Myers is with us on the hotline. Joel is the TV play-by-play man for the New Orleans Pelicans in town as the Cavs play the Pelicans tomorrow night, but also does football and has done a ton of football and does the Saints games. So that's what we're talking a little Saints here for a second. You know, Drew Brees spent 30 minutes with us on this show earlier this year, Joel, and he's like, we got to tape at 8 a.m. You mind coming in early to do that because he wants to, like, do it before his kids get up because he's just, like, super dad, right? He was unbelievable. I'm guessing you've met him clearly. What's he like in real life?
He's good like that to everybody. We eat meals, you know, when we're with them on the road, we're invited. And obviously at home, we're always in the cafeteria. And those guys, it's interesting because you'll see the linemen. And, you know, they put out everything for everybody. The proteins, the salads, the pastas. So you'll see the linemen getting their protein and their pasta. And Drew Brees, he is super healthy. He knows his nutrition. So when you say he beats the kids, he's already had a workout probably by the time you spoke with him at 8 a.m.
Guessing.
He's a very healthy guy, body and mind. And, you know, you got to remember how he got to the Saints. It's so strange. The Dolphins had him in, and they failed him on the physical. Mm. And I truly believe, you know, we always say the doctors failed him. I don't think the present, or at least that current regime, wanted Drew Brees. He wasn't their idea of their quarterback down there at the time. And that staff was headed at the time, you remember, by Nick Saban. Yeah. So the good fortune the last 13 years of the Saints, it could have been the Miami Dolphins instead, but they didn't want Drew Brees.
No doubt. Joel Myers with us. Joel, are people in New Orleans, is the organization worried about losing Anthony Davis?
Yeah, the speculation has really hurt the overall big picture of the season. And they've had injuries like everybody else, but it's been too much drama around it everywhere we go. And honestly, you got to remember, guys, I was with the Lakers. We get into Seattle at 2 o'clock in the morning. It'd be a couple hundred people outside in a rainstorm just to see the Lakers get off a bus and go into a hotel if they could possibly get an autograph. But this is that kind of circus. Not that the guys are standing outside waiting for autographs, but the media and everybody that's asking the same questions at every stop on the tour. It's kind of unfortunate. So he gets along great with his teammates. He plays his guts out. And if they had more shooting, they'd be much better off. And that's the real story. It's the roster. They are outscored 55-5 in bench scoring in the last game. Oof. They just don't have enough pieces around him. And when everybody was going small and fast, they invested in some largest. And they weren't buying the proper futures at the time. So that's the dilemma right now. And their best shooter has been out for the last 3-4 weeks at easy, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, Nikola Mirotic. And Nico is an essential for them. They don't have enough shooting. And he's their best three-point threat. So that's why they're struggling right now more than anything else. Spacing, and it's just enough is enough already. It gets old.
I'll tell you what, Joel. You're it's weird for us here in Cleveland after having 4 straight trips to the NBA Finals and having the best player in the league on our team, and now we have the worst record in the NBA.
They're awful. They're unwatchable.
At 8-30, they're really tough to watch. I mean, they play hard, and they're young, and they've got some things to you know, the Sexton kid's pretty good. But it's just it's really tough to get into the NBA. I mean, after having so much fun in downtown Cleveland. And listen, it's kind of become the Cavs to me, a team that you go to watch kind of the stars in the other teams right now. Yeah. And like tomorrow night, Anthony Davis is the big show.
In town. That was the case for Philly. You got to remember. And that's why they ended what Philly was doing, because then LeBron wasn't even traveling with the team to Philadelphia and other stars. So all of a sudden, when it became economics and people weren't showing up to play at the Sixers on road games, then the league put an end to it. So it's interesting you bring that up, Dustin. But you look at a Shetty Osman, and then you find out about whether Alec Burks in this trial run, and find out because he's unrestricted to the end of the year, Sexton, your 8th overall pick, and you find out about guys, do they fit, and do I buy and invest in him? And what about Rodney Hood, a restricted guy at the end of the year? So it's interesting the way it all works out. And Jordan Clarkson, you got one more year of his contract. So you decide. It's what Chicago, I look at you guys kind of like the Bulls were 2 or 3 years ago. And the Bulls are finding out that it's Zach LaVine, it's Lauri Markkanen, it's Wendell Carter Jr., maybe Chris Dunn. We'll find out. Hutchinson's going to get some run now that Jabari Parker's out of the rotation and on his way out most likely. So it's going to take a couple of years, but at least you find out, and then you invest. And you find out about Sexton, and he finds out about himself. And can he share the basketball and make other people better? So it's to me, I just love the game. In fact, I was thinking about going tonight, but I'd rather be with you guys. So if there's a game and there's a gym, I'll take it in. So I just enjoy the game that much. And especially at this level. To be in the NBA, you've got to be pretty darn good. Burks is a sensational talent. He's a gifted athlete. So can he work in the backcourt now with Sexton? And what about Osman? I like Shetty. I would think you guys do too, and he's one of the pieces maybe they should invest in. And I know he had a good game last game, but he's consistently showing up and
plays hard.
As long as they play hard, that's all you ask for, and they're really playing hard for Larry Drew.
Joel, is there any sport you have not done play-by-play for?
Hockey.
Oh, you've never done hockey?
Yeah, no. And yeah. I'm a Blues diehard. I've gone 50-plus years without a cup, and yeah. I live and I die. And I love the sport. In fact, my cousin's son was 15th overall a couple of years ago. He's on the Minnesota Wild.
Oh, cool.
So I haven't done hockey, and I haven't called a race. And I do love the sport of Kings. Oh,
yeah. What's the
love horse racing.
What's your favorite sport or your favorite event you've covered as a play-by-play
guy? Well, I just love basketball, period. Yeah. And as you guys will find out later in life, as you get a little bit older, you'll really like games with clocks and reservations after.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
You know you can make it, and the game's not going 14 innings.
You don't want to do an Isner match?
Oh, I'll tell you something. I've done tennis clay court over in Europe, and we had a great partner there, Patrick McEnroe. A lot of springs together.
Sure.
Tennis is an amazing sport. The way talk about independent contractors and the way they beat on each other and hit cross court and take these angles and the way they can take something off of it or hit it at over 100 miles an hour. I love tennis. And golf, other independent contractors, those two sports, and I've been fortunate to call both.
Joel, I'll have a glass of wine waiting for you in about 2 hours, okay, buddy?
I need it.
All right.
thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, partner.
Thanks, Joel.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.